We got Chris on the horn for Baby Bait and Tackle. Chris, how are you doing?
We're hanging in there. We're just waiting for the ice to come. Hopefully it won't be too much longer by the looks of things here.
That's what I'm thinking, and that's why I'm on the horn here with you, because with this colder weather, and I mean colder weather, we're seeing single digits in spots around the UP, and I'm sure it's not quite that cold there on Lake Michigan, but I have gotten a couple of reports as of this morning from folks that were on hard water on very small, tiny ponds, very tiny bodies of water, doing some pan fishing. So that means it's not too far away. And how close do you think we are on Little Bay to knock?
For the bay itself here, I'm hoping by Christmas we'll have ice on the upper bay. As long as this cold streak holds on, I think we'll be okay.
And you're still seeing water temps in what, the high 30s?
I would guess it's high to mid-30s. I know last weekend I had a report guys were saying that water temperature was still like 40 degrees in the upper bay. So it's cooling off really quick here, though. So we've had a lot of wind. That'll help cool it down a lot quicker, too. So, yeah, it won't be too much longer by the looks of things here.
So let's talk a little bit about the body of water and what happens. Because one of the things that I always talk about when I talk to folks about Keweenaw Bay, which takes much, much longer to freeze over, but it has to smoke three or four times is what the old-time youpers call it, which, you know, it steams up and just is, that means it's cooling off a lot quicker than the air temperature. So what's going on Little Bay to Knock? Do you see that there as well, like the fog coming off of it?
Well, if it's cold enough, sure, yeah, you'll get that here too. You know, like you said, it's more about the difference in temperature between the air and the water.
Right, right.
So, and next week, you know, they're calling for single-digit lows and even below zero lows for here. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll see some of that.
I'm just wondering how quick it could be. I mean, I know you tend to be a little bit more cautious about your estimations and things, but single digits and zero for low, I would imagine that upper bay, it might even ice over sooner than Christmas.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Do you think it's possible?
The sooner the better.
Well, I know you guys really wanted to, but do you think it's possible?
Oh, it's certainly possible. Nothing surprises me here with this bay and this water anymore. So we'll just, like you said, you just got to wait and see.
Well, we'll talk with Chris a little more about the bay itself and what does the upper bay mean. He'll describe that for you in the first spots that folks do get out on in the upper bay. And then we'll get into Christmas shopping and new products for this year. There's some really cool ones for you ice fishermen, so stay tuned for part two coming up with Chris for Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.